Many emergency rooms are seeing more uninsured patients, and there's concern the recession could make the situation worse. Sandra Schneider is vice president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. That group put out a report calling for any overhaul of the country's health system to include emergency rooms.
You know, when you lose your job, you lose your health care. And when you lose your health care insurance, there's really only one place that will see you in many communities, and that's your emergency room.
It's estimated 10% of Wisconsin adults do not have health insurance. That's better than most states. But waiting is not uncommon in emergency rooms around the state. Howard Croft is a doctor at St. Mary's in Milwaukee.
It's not infrequent when we'll see patients who are backed up several deep into our waiting rooms. The other thing that happens is when patients don't get adequate management of chronic medical problems, they end up with the complications of them. So instead of managing someone's hypertension, we end up with someone who has a stroke, a heart attack.
The report says access to primary medical care in Wisconsin is difficult because of below-average Medicaid fees paid to doctors for office visits. Another reason for crowded emergency rooms, Wisconsin ranks worst in the nation for injuries from falling. It also has a high number of deaths and injury related to alcohol. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.